this is another way we can help. We heard this story yesterday that New Haven had this beautiful Christmas tree, massive Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Brought in, they set it up, they stick the trunk of the tree 4 feet into the ground. They put the wires, guide wires down.
Right.
They put the lights on it. Then that windstorm came in Sunday, knocked it down.
Leveled it.
Busted into pieces.
Yep.
Destroyed it, really.
And, yeah. Killed it.
So we had the mayor on yesterday. He said, yeah, well, that's it. You know, the crews are coming. They're going to cut it up. And
they did. We got some pictures. People,
that was quick.
The trucks already came. It's gone.
Really?
That was fast.
And we thought, man, wouldn't it be cool if we could find New Haven, a Christmas tree last minute?
Yes.
And get it there.
A Christmas miracle.
Bill Carone. Or is it Karen? Carone? Bill? Help me.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Carone.
Deputy Director of New Haven Parks and Public Works. Thanks for coming on. So
Thank you for having me.
The tree's done and gone.
The tree is done. Yes, it's in the process of being removed. You know, crews should have it finished hopefully today, unfortunately. It's a sad scene down there. It really is.
It really is. 2020. What the
heck? I know.
Completely sucked.
Give us a break, man.
Yeah.
Give us a break over
really?
Here.
Really? You got to knock the Christmas tree down?
Right down to the bare wire.
Really? 2020?
Yep.
I'd punch you in the face.
Ugh, of course.
So we thought, well, wouldn't it be cool if we could find a tree, right? And we posted it on Facebook. Ashley has a few submissions, and we're going to send you the pictures. But before we get there, tell us about the tree. How big was that tree and where did it come from?
Yeah, so the tree we picked out was probably around 60 feet tall. It was, you know, a nice full Nori spruce, and it came from Cheshire, Connecticut. Very nice family in Cheshire was willing to donate the tree.
And then what happened? You guys bring a machine out there. How do you get that out of the ground?
So the crews spent about a month down in Cheshire in October, and they tie up the tree with rope, and they tie up the tree, the branches in upright position. So we get a crane company come and help us, and we have a trailer that we get help from Public Works, and we cut the tree at the base. And the crane lifts the tree up in the air, and we lower it on the trailer. And then we have a big parade down Route 10 to New Haven Green.
Somebody sent me a picture of that tree on its way from Cheshire to the New Haven Green.
It was like waving to the crowd and whatnot, yeah.
Yeah, it was doing the
parade wave, yeah, right?
Parade
right. One limb is like,
Beauty
yeah.
Queen.
Wave. Right, yeah.
There was a limb going.
Oh, how pretty.
Yeah, we apologize for the traffic delay that day.
Well, you're moving a tree.
Yeah,
do.
I think that's the one time you don't mind. An ambulance, a funeral, or a Christmas tree.
Right.
Right. Yeah. You guys get a pass. Right.
Yeah. And then how long did it take you guys to set that up?
Probably took about 4 hours once we got to the green. You know, we had to get the crane to lift it off the trailer. We had to put it in the ground, strap it to the ground anchors, cut all the ropes, all the branches fell down. And it just, when it was up there, it just looked great. It was a tree meant for New Haven this year.
When you were home Sunday night and you heard the wind blowing, did you think,
the tree!
Right. Did you think about it or not really?
Absolutely. I was telling my wife, I said, I'm really nervous about the tree. You know, and then I actually got called into work because I also supervised the New Haven Parks Tree Division, and we had numerous calls for trees down.
Wow.
So I was in New Haven already, and then I got the call. So I went down to the green, and it was just a sad moment for us.
Now, do you draw a chalk line around it or what?
Chalk body outline right, for the tree.
Right. Aw, rip.
Right, the TSI with their tree scene investigation, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
And the lights were already on it, right?
Probably a third of the lights were on it, correct.
Is there enough time now for us to find a tree for all of those things that you just said to happen?
You know, I'm feeling really, really positive right now. I have a lot of faith, and I think if we do find the right tree, we'll get it done, no problem. Even if we have to push back the event 1 week, we'll make it happen.
And the mayor's cool with it?
The mayor is cool with it. Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, you told him?
So let's, the mayor's on a chair duct tape right now. So what are we looking for? 30 to 40 foot green Norway spruce, right?
Correct. Yep. And, you know, a Norway spruce, you know, 30 to 40 feet tall, a nice dark green color. Something that has a nice shape that looks like a pyramid, like, you know, a classic Christmas tree shape.
Right. You don't want big, giant gaps.
No.
Right?
Like the air freshener in your car, that type of thing, yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're really skinny at the top and they go at the bottom.
Like weird.
Yes.
Because it's sandy.
And the location is important. You know, we really don't want to be near any power lines.
Yep.
Yeah, that's important. That's key right there.
We did get a picture from Shelton of one near power lines and the road, and I thought, this is a nightmare.
Damn.
Yeah. We'll light the Christmas tree, but the wrong way.
Right. And the towel go out. Never saw us out to come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
What about a house? I got a beautiful picture from somebody of a Christmas tree right next to somebody's house.
We'll make sure it falls away from the house.
We have done that before. You know, I would just have to take a look with my staff, probably get the crane operator in there and make sure there's no septic tank in the lawn or anything like that.
All right.
But it is doable.
So many factors.
You know, anything. So, but I'm excited. Thank you, you know, for having me on, and I appreciate you helping us find a tree, and I look forward to
WPLR started almost 50 years ago, a couple blocks away from the New Haven Green. And
your family.
We have a lot of roots, no pun intended, with New Haven. And after all of what the kids have been through this year,
everybody's
that Christmas tree for those kids in that neighborhood, it's a thing. And it would be just, it would make my day.
It would be really cool.
If we could find a tree and get it done. So you have a crane service that'll do this?
We do, yes.
All right. Nice.
And who is it? Should we give them a shout out now?
I'm proud to say that we use Smedley Crane from Brantford. They help us out every year, and they're great to work with.
Good
so
people.
We thank them also.
This is a lot easier than I thought. I thought we'd have to find the tree, find the crew to get it out of the ground, find the crane and the flatbed, and then get it there to you. This is, we just need to find the tree.
Or the old guy from Florida with the light pole.
Right.
He would tie the tree to
would.
His roof.
He would drive right there.
He would do it.
It might take him half a week, but he'd figure
but
it out.
But he'd do it.
All right. So if you have one in your yard or know where one is that we might be able to contact a person, email Ashley or call us right now. Ashley is ashley@WPLR.com. And boy, let's find this tree for New Haven. Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be awesome.
It
really would be.
All right, Bill. Thanks for coming on. We're going to keep you posted.
Fingers crossed, man.
Fingers crossed.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm a big fan, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, brother.
Sounds good, man.
Bill Caron, Deputy Director of New Haven Parks and Public Works. If we can do this, it would be another...
A Christmas miracle.
Another Christmas miracle.
God, we need this win.
Everyone.
We need this.
And we're trying to get a tree for the kids. And I got to tell you, after doing this my whole life, waking up in the middle of the night, every day I'm honored to drive into the radio station. But there are moments where I think, why the hell am I? It's these moments where we ask for some help and the phone lines go nuts.
Yes, they do.
That I think I can never stop doing this.
Right.
This is really the fuel. Let's go over here first. This is Rich in Newington. You have a tree?
I got about a 70-foot tree in my front yard.
Is that too big?
It's not near power lines or anything.
Yeah.
Okay, it's how big? 70? 8?
Excuse me?
How big?
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. How tall did you say the tree was, Rich?
It's about 70 foot.
70 foot.
Ooh, that's a big one.
The nice thing about a 70-foot tree is you're one chainsaw away from making it exactly the size you want.
Right. Or just dig it in deeper.
And if you're going to dig it in 4 feet, you just trim the branches.
Right.
Now you got yourself something.
Put it in 10 feet. There you go. Done.
All right. Can you send us a picture of this?
I'll send you one. Send me an email, whatever. I'll send it to Ashley.
All right. Hold on.
Please.
Let me grab your number. We're going to get all this info. Thank you very much, by the way.
Yep.
Rich, are you sure it's your yard?
Yeah.
Yes.
I just want to make sure.
Right.
Okay, important detail.
Can I donate my neighbor's trees? they're not Christmas trees.
That tree has been bothering me for years.
They're not Christmas trees. They just want them out of there.
That's right.
Damn leaves and branches fall in my car.
You drive up. Hey, something's weird about my front yard. What is it? I can see my house.
Right.
We're looking for a Christmas tree. If you happen to have one handy, 30 to 40 feet. Norway spruce.
Good shape.
Holiday tree, if you want to call it. A holiday, Christmas, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, basic tree shape.
Yes, basic tree.
Want that
shape.
That,
we'd like it to be a tree in the shape of a tree.
Right, like the little pine. Like the pine tree things you see in your car, yes.
The pine tree?
Yeah, the pine tree scents you have in the car there, the air fresheners.
That's it.
Your basic standard triangle type of thing.
Gotcha.
Oh.
All right.
The pyramid shape, as you say.
We're getting some responses, too. It would be great if we could find this tree for the New Haven Green. Hi, Aaron.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good. What do you got,
brother? So far, so good, man.
Good morning to all of you.
Thank you. Hail well
met. And a good morning to you.
Huzzah.
So I have a nice little spot with about 2 acres of land with some beautiful trees. And if you guys need a tree, you are more than willing to come down.
We're welcome to.
And check it out. And
where are you? What town? What town?
Euphoria.
I'm Meriden.
Meriden, okay. That's nice.
How tall is the tallest tree that you have?
Over 50 feet.
Oh.
That sounds
nice. And they're beautiful.
Beautiful tree.
And it's your property, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
With 2 acres.
And they're not near any power lines or house or septic?
No, it's a nice little ridge. It's a beautiful spot.
That sounds perfect.
Sounds picturesque, too.
Well, If you're down, I'm down.
We're down.
We're down.
Yeah, I'm down.
We're down. All right, hold on. Let's get your number. We're on the case here, AJ.
The hunt for a tree.
Yes, the hunt.
The hunt for Miss December.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. And we promise to send you a picture, Stanford, if we get it. We're trying to get a tree for New Haven.
Yes.
Their tree was killed by a windstorm.
Tragically.
2020.
Taken down.
Taking another victim.
Right.
By the way, the trunk is still on the green. They hacked all the branches off, it looks like, for easy disposal. So it's just laying there like all bare, just like a spine of a tree.
Oh, how undignified.
Gross. Ashley sent me a screenshot of an email she received.
Yeah.
And?
Why, all caps.
Why?
Cut down a tree that provides no benefit to the environment.
So much benefit.
It provides so much benefit, but cutting it down provides no benefit.
Ah.
I get that.
It's a benefit thing.
This is a goodwill to the community deal, and I feel like that outweighs
Leo?
Potential negative impact.
Mr. Leo.
Because, you know, there's...
Just let it go, okay?
Not many trees like that out here.
Find something else.
You don't have to participate.
Find someone who's beating puppies, okay? Go after them.
Yeah.
Like, just...
Find that person.
It's a tree,
and
okay?
And beat them, yes.
You gotta ruin everything.
Come on.
2020, we need some holiday cheer.
Oh, I hate people.
You've been a naughty boy.
Jeez. Something good is happening.
Why are you cutting down a tree?
Because it's going to get cut down anyway. Did you hear any of these calls? These people are like, I want this down.
Get off
my lap. I
want to
donate. I want to do something nice.
Get off my lap,
Leo. It's meaningful. I promise I will plant 2 in my yard.
Look at you. Nice.
All right?
Nice.
I will replace that tree wherever we get it from with 2.
I'll plant 1 too.
That's 3. All right, Leo, you happy now?
I got to borrow a tree from somebody.
I was going to say, let's not count our trees before they're planted.
You know, we had that haunted house in Shelton, the Fairview.
Yeah, the tree farm. Yes.
Well, maybe they have a big one. Yeah. All right, we're working on it.
Kind of bragging, but all right.
Rick in Milford.
I just go on the hayride. That's it. I focus forward.
Yeah, right.
It's dark.
Right. We don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
My nightmares now.
That's right, Brad.
Can't get out of my head.
I heard Brad has a big one.
Can't get out of my head now. Jesus.
Big one on the farm.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, let's talk to Rick in Milford here. Hey, Rick.
How you doing, guys?
Good, thanks.
How you doing?
All right.
Good.
You know, I'm listening to what you just said about this guy being a grump.
Leo.
It's mind-boggling how people can be so distorted, really.
Just say, shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up.
Yeah. Anyway, like I mentioned in the note I sent to Phil, Christmas was always a very, very special thing here. And she passed away at Christmas Day.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, man.
And the sad thing... Since she passed away, my son has not allowed us to have Christmas. Maybe this will be a breakthrough for him.
Oh, man.
Maybe.
Ah, that sounds great. So you would donate your tree to the New York?
Absolutely. Sure.
What was your wife's name? Do you mind me asking?
Melissa.
We will call the tree Melissa.
It's a beautiful name.
Yes.
Yeah, I called in several times when she had passed away, and you guys helped me through it.
Well, what's here for, man?
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing that. Not easy to share.
No.
No.
Did we get your number? We have your number. Okay. So,
yeah, sure have it.
All right, Ashley's going to be in touch today, shortly after the show.
Yep.
Okay. Rick, thank you, man. Oh, boy, if this all happens, that'll be even more special.
Absolutely. A fitting tribute. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
All right, Rick. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, man.
Stay strong.
Yeah. Oh, nice, man.
Oh, my God, my heart.
Oh, my God, my heart bleeds for him.
There you go, Leo. Right? That's why.
Yeah, Leo.
People need this.
Leo.
Leo, do you live in a brick house with a brick roof and a brick table and a brick bed and you know, there's nothing wood in your house at all?
Yeah, go kick those bricks.
And a cold floor.
Oh, that's right. Not where you were going with that.
Yeah, so your floor is made of brick, cement, your window frames, that brick too.
You described a prison.
The siding. Yeah.
Is he in cell?
Your door made of brick.
Kitchen table?
Yeah, your kitchen table, you eat on a brick table.
Huh?
I want to do one too.
All right, I'm back.
Hey, been good?
You must. I'm most happiest when I'm mad. So he sent the email. I acknowledged it. And then he sent another email.
Oh, no.
Email part two. Leo.
I wrote back to him very nice, just looking to spread some Christmas cheer. He wrote back, but a good opportunity to calm people's fears about the trees after the number of severe storms we have had along the Connecticut shore. Just a redirect to look at trees a bit differently as home to wildlife, oxygen producers, shade providers, and a source of community well-being. Of course, a fresh cut spruce pine certainly defines the season. I like the crew's promise to plant a tree. Good PR for the urban forest.
Okay, so we're good, right?
Go away.
We're good, right? We're planting trees.
We didn't make the whole tree thing part of the season. Like that was not our idea.
No,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
Also, it's the lesser of two evils. Like I understand what he's saying, but a community is in need of some Christmas cheer. It's
bigger impact.
2020. Damn it!
It's a bigger impact.
Yes.
I just can't. You go. I don't know, somewhere else to help someone.
Right.
This isn't raining on this isn't helping anyone. Call a lumber company. Okay?
Yeah.
Like go do something meaningful. Go chain yourself to a tree in the Amazon. All right? Really. These are trees that people are going to cut down and not do anything with. These trees in their final stage will be remembered and photographed.
And lots of lights.
Okay.
Yes. Pretty.
It's just these people who, like, what's the first thing that enters their head when they get up? Who am I going to poop on today?
Let me see. What?
I just like to follow Leo. Can we get Leo on the phone? I'd love to, like, what kind of house does he live in? And does he have any furniture made of wood?
True.
Yeah, he conveniently ignored all of those points.
Yeah.
I don't have a number here, but I can definitely ask.
Yeah, email him. See if he wants
to. You got it.
You got it.
You got it.
Now, look, would it make more sense to just plant a tree there on New Haven Green? And yeah.
It's going to be a while, though.
I don't run New Haven.
But the Charlie Brown tree the first year.
Does he walk in? Like, if you invite him to your house and you have a fresh tree, does he walk in and, like,
got a fresh tree here.
Yeah, I could never notice.
You know, oxygen, you know, the whole thing, the earth.
You know, got it from a farm that specializes in growing these trees for exactly this purpose.
Right. They cut that one. They plant another one, Leo.
It's okay. They got this.
Right.
Yeah. They know what they're doing.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Oh, God.
What is he? Is he burgers?
Does he pull over to the side of the road at these Christmas tree stands? Hey, you know, all these trees over here.
That's 17 breaths I was going to take.
Right.
Rob me of 17 breaths.
How about the firewood? Like, do you pull over and, hey, you know these, all these pieces of wood here, you know, you're depriving us of oxygen.
It's a bunch of air I was going to breathe in.
Right.
Does he work in an office? Does he have a desk made of wood?
Yes.
Has he ever used a pencil in his life?
I want to go through Leo's life with a camera and just take a picture of all the wood objects that he deals with and is surrounded by. You know, he lives in a wooden house.
I'm a fan of wooden leg, wouldn't it? I'm sorry.
That'd be ironic.
I don't mean to mock him. He's not here to defend himself.
No.
And he was just trying to make a point.
Just having fun, Leo.
But still, you could see what we're doing.
There's a larger point here.
You know, those kids in New Haven, a lot of them, they're not going to have a tree. This is literally a community tree. This is a tree that kids will go out and see. This is their tree.
Right.
They're not going to have a fake tree in the house. Probably not going to have any presents. This is it.
He's Jabba the Hutt?
Just.
Dumbass news. Leo's up next.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. Leo.
Leo's here.
Yes.
Leo.
Hello.
I am.
Hey, Leo.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello.
What's your problem?
not at all. Talking trees is always a good opportunity, whether it's an event that happened on the green or an opportunity about talking replanting, which is what you guys have done this morning. So,
right. But why would you hear us trying to get a tree for the New Haven Green and then think this is not a good thing?
Well, it is a good thing. And you can't beat a fresh cut Christmas tree at all. That's for sure. I think the people's awareness just should be that the trees do provide a lot of benefits, whether they're in a woodlot or out in front of your house, and to kind of parlay that into the decision-making process when you guys are out searching for a tree. So it's an awareness, you know, hey, look at the tree. It's nice. Pay some homage to it. Remove it if we need to. And we've lost so many trees in these past storms, and many people have this fear of the tree now, and I'd like to have, you know, an opportunity to kind of look at things a bit different. And the toppling of the Xmas tree on the green, just an example of what's been happening in people's backyards. And I mean, that fell on the green. No one was hurt, fortunately, but there's been trees that have fallen onto homes and damaged homes and threatened lives. And so I'm just looking at it from both ways, but it's nice to have the opportunity that you guys are doing this.
Do you have any friends?
Yeah, I do. Tree friends. So I'm a big tree hugger.
Tree friends.
Okay. All right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So what if you go over someone's house and they have a freshly cut Christmas tree in their living room? Do you say anything?
I admire it, actually, and I make comments about it. I'm pretty familiar with different species.
What kind of comments? Like you'll say, "Oh, this is some blue spruce or whatever," but do you say, "Why did you cut this down?"
Yeah, it's good. You know, where did you get? What kind of experience did you had when you went out to get it? I mean, where did you get it? Did you go out to a large tree farm? Did you go out into some property you owned in Vermont? Did you help out someone up in the Adirondack Mountains?
Okay, so you're interested in the story, but then do you force your lesson on them of oxygen and the environment
replanting?
Chaz, if I have the opportunity, I always talk about it. And I remember one Christmas, actually, where I brought a tree home that actually had a bird still in it, a bird's nest.
Oh, wow.
You got to look for those.
Right.
I know. Well, I know now, yeah.
How realistic,
I know now that.
Wow, and you're on us.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. The bird people are on the phone. They want to talk to you.
I know. That was just a nest. The birds had gone, of course. But, you know, tree farms are made specifically to grow trees for the purpose of bringing them home and into your house and during the season. And many tree farmers up north and in Connecticut depend on the tree farm as a source of income to provide that sort of thing. And it's been going on for years. There's been some times where people will go in, though, on their own and just top a tree out just to get the top 6 feet of it and leave the rest. And things like that bother me just a bit.
But I hear you.
I think, it's just the overall awareness that when you chop a tree down, it does have a significant position in the environment. It does absorb carbon dioxide and oxygen and all that sort of thing. And but when you're around the tree, I always say when I take my family out, we don't go out to pick the tree. We actually, the tree picks us, and we'll walk through a tree farm, and we all get kind of a feeling.
It landed on Jimmy. This is the chosen one. Yeah.
How does a tree pick you?
It falls on you.
The skies part, the angel light comes down.
Well, when you walk, I mean, I'm sure you've all walked into the forest, but there is a forest feeling that you get when you're walking through it. So, no, it doesn't fall on you, AJ. It picked you out.
It did once on me. But
yeah, it doesn't fall on you. It doesn't cut itself down and drag itself out.
The tree picks you, and then you cut it down?
Yes. Yes, it's
then
it's
what is the problem?
I'm not going to pick Leo. Let me cut down.
It's a feeling you get. I'm in tune with it. There's I've been called the tree whisperer at times.
But you cut them down too.
I do cut them down. It's been doing it for a long time, not just Christmas trees, but
all right. You gotta go.
Business over the years. So.
What if you pee against it? If you pee on the tree, is that cool?
I think I like you.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
I think I do. I appreciate you calling, but I gotta go.
We like you, Leo.
Yeah, sure thing, Chaz.
All right.
AJ, thanks, all right. Ashley.
Thank you.
Leo, thank you.
Thanks, Leo.
2020 has been just a piece of S. Right?
Be a great name for a Christmas album.
just one thing after another. And then Sunday, the windstorm comes through and knocks down the New Haven Christmas tree.
Right.
On the green.
Just you think, can't get any worse.
Massive, beautiful tree, almost completely decorated. The wind comes by and just destroys it.
Totally.
Knocks it to the ground, pummels it.
Exactly.
Beyond repair.
Right.
So we hear this story. We talk about it Monday. We have the mayor on Tuesday, Wednesday, yesterday, we had Bill on from the New Haven Parks and Public Works, and we spent a lot of time on the air and posting and looking for a replacement tree, something 30 to 40 feet tall.
Right.
And boy, the tribe stepped up big time. But can we do it in the time that we have now? Let's find out. We've got a follow-up now from Bill Carone, Deputy Director of New Haven Parks and Public Works. Hey, Bill, how do we do?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
How are we doing?
Morning.
Good, thank you.
We're doing well. You know, I first want to say how you guys, the radio show, you guys are really saving Christmas for us for New Haven. You know, during this pandemic, you know, we're all looking for that one special holiday moment to make it special, and I feel that this is it because of you guys. So, again, I want to say thank you for all your support.
Oh, man, thank you. it makes us feel good to help. And we were talking about this yesterday, that with everything that's going on in New Haven and COVID and everything, for a lot of kids, this is the only holiday tree that they'll have.
True.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you think about what the kids have gone through this year?
Uh-huh.
No school. Maybe mom or dad lost a job. A lot of stress.
Hasn't been good.
Can't see your friends. No school. No sports.
Right.
Yep.
And then the tree goes down.
Exactly.
Tree goes down. You know, even families are probably more unlikely to travel to see their families this year during Christmas. So, I think by you guys helping us find a new tree, once it's put up and we have all the colorful lights on, it's just going to bring a lot of joy and good memories, which all bring us comfort during this time. So this is great.
We had a ton of submissions. We sent them over to you. And then I know you had people reach out to you after hearing it on the air. How are we doing? Do you have one now? Or are you going out to look? What's the update?
So the update is, after you guys shared the story on Tuesday morning, I received about 20 donation emails, which was great. After our show yesterday morning, I received about another 25 donation emails, including the ones from Ashley. And I think we're going to – I have a good feeling that we may find one today. I have about three more to look at today, and I hope I can make my decision by tomorrow morning.
You know, it's funny, Bill. If you put any tree that was put forward in Connecticut against the Rockefeller tree.
Oh, my God.
It would win.
That thing's such a mess.
It wins.
It really does.
Have you seen that tree, Bill?
I did see the tree. I was looking at it last night.
What is your thought on that? How does that happen?
That's a great question. I don't know what was going on with the tree. I don't know if it still needs... I don't know if it needs to be untied or they need to work on it more, but New Haven, we're gonna have the best tree in the country this year. Oh, so man.
Our total tree looked better than the tree they have right now in New York City.
Right,
the tree piece
that
is
was
missing of it
on the ground.
It looks like
New
someone
Haven.
Took a bite out of it.
Yeah, they showed it before and after picture. And before is it's beautiful, and then it arrives
right
to get put up. And it's like, well, you guys did something horribly
wrong
to this tree.
What the hell did you do?
Did you drag it there? Right? You're supposed to put it on a trailer.
Did somebody drive through it? What happened?
Yeah.
I know.
Sorry.
Some of these donations I received, a lot of these trees will look great in New York City also, but I want to keep them for New Haven. It's great to have a file on my desk now because I'm already looking for next year and the year after. So, just from all of this, we have great sources now for the years out. So
that's awesome.
Great.
Wow.
When do you think you'll know?
Hopefully by tomorrow morning.
Oh,
I should
great.
Know.
Very cool.
Maybe we could check in with you tomorrow real quick to see how you're doing.
Right.
Sure. Yeah, no problem.
Awesome. So it sounds like you're going to be able to pull this off, right? If you pick a tree today, you go out, tie
net
it up.
Exactly.
Net it, cut it,
drag it.
Put it on the trailer.
Right? Absolutely. And, you guys, thank you from your show. You're making it happen. And, my spirit was low when I saw the tree on the ground. But since you guys shared the story, I now have hope. And I'm sure all your audience and New Haven residents feel the same way.
Bill, you're the best, man. Thank you, brother. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
No problem, guys. Have a great day.
You too, and thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
What a nice guy.
What do? Have auditions now with the trees? And
can you imagine that, though? You work with New Haven Parks and Public Works. It's one of the highlights of your year to do the tree.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
Yeah.
And,
Makes sense.
You go out, you pick it, and you tie it, and then you do all the right things. You get it there and
sink it down the whole nine yards.
Sink it down 4 feet.
Yep.
Guide wires.
Not going anywhere.
Lights.
Yep.
And this becomes kind of, hey, the tree. You see the tree? Yes.
Oh,
the tree looks great. Okay,
I think it's beautiful.
You got to put the...
Like a patio umbrella gets pulled right out of the ground.
Mother Nature had different plans.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. You know how these people are when you do something, AJ?
Yes.
Now you're that person.
Yep.
So Channel 3 asked me yesterday, can you come on and talk about this New Haven Christmas tree? I'm like, absolutely.
Yes.
And so I did. And, now I'm talking to the tribe. These three are hassling me. Can't welcome, do anything nice around here.
Welcome to my world.
Right. Now, I was thinking that. I was like, oh, I've no, now
this
I know
what
it's
like.
That's
kind of how it feels, right?
Yeah. Right. It's doing something nice, right. And then you guys got to stop it all.
Right. Mash, mash, mash.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's fun, though.
It was a 3-minute segment. I did it from my office at home.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Nice office. Like the guitars. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, nice place.
That's right. A Dom Fig guitar. I saw that one in the background.
Which
that
you paid for, yes.
Yes, just so you know.
Yeah, it wasn't
free. He made it, donated it.
Handmade it.
You handmade it. You bid on it, and you won the bid.
Well.
Big bid.
The highest bid was $3, and I said, we can't, right? So I think I paid $1,000 for that.
Nice.
Anyway, so there's okay, that discount. Guitar. There's right. Another guitar, the Motley Crue signed guitar. Yeah.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Let's get it out. So we can move on.
I saw the Marconi was also noticeably in view.
Right.
You know what's funny?
Gotta have that
I've
view.
Been, since this thing started, making fun of people on their Zoom because you know most of them put books in the background
because
they want to look smart. Especially
right.
If you're a doctor. It's either diplomas, books, or both.
Right.
And then some family pictures. And, you know, I would see it and it's like, oh, yeah, okay, they set that up. Well, I did the same thing.
See, I just take the food off the wall.
You scrape the pizza.
Yeah, you know, the pork chop my head stuck to the wall with a fork.
Right.
Stuff like that. Yeah, I took that down. But yeah. I was noticing, like, first of all, you look, the line is very dark. Only, you look, you had like a mustache, like the red, like the beard was gone, but you just had like a mustache. Like, you look very tan and mustachioed.
Mustachioed.
Yeah, I'm like, did you grow a mustache? I'm like, it just looked really, really dark.
Be very, very dark. Like, couldn't even see you. I want to see you.
When I did a test.
I went to a tanning bed or something.
Right before I took my nap,
right.
Like at noon, and the sun was in a spot. I had the windows, you know, the blinds up, and I'm like, all right, perfect.
Right.
I know the sun's going to move, but this looks good.
Right, got the guitar behind
and then
me.
Right before we went on, the sun's all the way on the other side of the house. Man, it booked.
Yeah.
I was like, where the hell did you go?
Yep.
Damn it.
I didn't know you could move that fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's... Don't have bright lights in the office.
It's really dark. Like, wow.
I wrote that down. Better lighting for next time.
Yeah, like really tan.
Yes, for sure. You like, got to get one of those ring lights that are extra bright for selfies.
Right.
AJ knows what I'm talking about.
They look so annoying, but they work so well.
Yeah. What lights are those?
You can tell when people have those.
Yeah.
I don't have those.
All right. What else? All right. I'll beat you to it. The microphone. I had a microphone there.
Yes, you
what
did.
What was that angle?
Yeah.
And I had an RE20.
Yeah, it was
which
nice.
Which is the professional mics that we use here. I have one at home.
Right. We're missing one here. What happened?
It's like straight up and down.
But it wasn't connected. I had it connected to the, but the Zoom didn't acknowledge it.
Oh, and
I
didn't know that
it.
Until
okay.
After.
Is that why you sound like you're in a beer can?
I sound like, yeah. Yeah, like I'm in a safe. That's empty.
Yeah, no, it's really nice to talk to you guys.
It was horrible. Can you play a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You can email our producer.
It sounds like I have a giant bolt over my head.
Right. He's wearing a space helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amanda and I were watching it together, and she goes, oh, he does have shirts that aren't just plain black.
Yeah.
Right.
It was I know. Chasm. I was like, oh, my God, shirt. There's color.
Look, it's one of our shirts.
Well, I wanted to put the logo in the shot.
So
I thought, well, I'm not going to move a TV and put it on the TV screen. I'll just wear it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's funny. It's a black T-shirt, but it has print on it.
Yeah.
That's as close as I get from not wearing a black T-shirt.
Right. Yeah. That's as close as I'm going to get.
And then I called Ashley, the producer.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, she got a bump in pay, huh?
I'll
I was
take
like,
it.
Ooh, I better check my email.
Yeah, really. I'm like, what does that make Phil
see
now?
If, see if your card key works. You know what? As I'm speaking.
Yeah.
You know, I thought guest booker is not going to, I don't know, it just doesn't, people don't get that, you know?
Yeah.
I just thought it just doesn't sound right.
And show booker, get that wrong.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay, yeah.
Show booker.
Show
is
booker.
Is she a hooker? No, booker.
Booker. She's a booker, not the show hooker.
Right. The show hooker.
Right.
Show Ashley, the show
booker.
Hooker.
Right, yeah. Booker. Booker!
Okay, yeah. You can email our producer, Ashley.
That's
listen
name.
How I spell her name.
That's her name.
A S H L E Y.
I'm like H. What comes next?
Is it E? Is it
sound
L?
It out.
I was thinking of you guys as I'm spelling out her name. I'm like, if I screw this up today, tomorrow,
Ashley,
I'm getting hammered by you guys, the tribe. I just pictured it.
Ashley, A-S-H-O-L-E.
Let's check in with Bill, the city of New Haven, on Operation Christmas Tree, New Haven. You know, their tree got destroyed Sunday in all that wind.
And taken out.
And we have been trying to help them find one, and the tribe has come up big. Hundreds of responses.
Yes, thank you.
Ashley narrowed down to the best ones and sent them over to Bill. Yep. And Bill's been going crazy out there looking for a tree. Bill, how are we?
Good morning, guys. I'm well today. How
good.
Are you?
Good. Where are we at?
I'm happy to say that we have found a tree.
Nice.
Whoa! Yeah.
Beautiful. Yay.
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 Christmas is
very,
coming after
very
all.
Very excited.
It was outside the whole time.
You guys, the radio show has really helped keep the holiday spirit for New Haven.
Where did you find this tree?
The tree is coming from Hamden.
Oh, nice. Nice short trip.
And the homeowners are, I think they want to stay anonymous right now, but they said that, you know, they heard the story on the radio. They reached out to me. They got my email, and the tree is perfect for us right now.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
That's cool.
This is a big
tree
deal
from Hamden.
For us.
Tree from Hamden.
Tree from Hamden.
You know,
please don't sing.
You know, between the radio show, you know, we're not letting the windstorm or this pandemic take away our hope and happiness here. So it's a great feeling. So thank you. Thank you guys so much.
Now, we heard the story. We talked to the mayor, and the mayor, you know, he's got things to do.
Kind of busy,
COVID
busy.
Busy.
Yeah.
It sounded like he said on the air, well, looks like we're going to have a Charlie Brown tree this year.
Oh, hell no.
Off the air with him. We said, we can handle that part.
Oh, hell no. Yeah.
When I say we, I mean we just put the word out there, and the tribe does the work.
Exactly.
And, boy, this is just a great story. We were talking about this the other day. For some of those kids in New Haven, this is their only tree.
Yep.
And
yeah, you're right.
It may seem like a trivial thing in 2020 with everything that's going on to get a Christmas tree or a holiday tree, however you want to say it, on the green in New Haven.
Uh-huh.
But because of 2020 and everything these kids have had to deal with, no school, no friends, no family, no Thanksgiving, no sports, no this, no that. Parents stressed. This is the reason why.
One little sense of normalcy.
It's more reason why to get a holiday tree.
Let's get two.
And as a community, we could all rally around it, and it's a great story.
You should get a spare at this point. You're right.
That's why I just have one on this side. Just in case.
Yeah. Well, we had so many submissions.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be good, Bill, for a couple of years.
10 years.
I agree with that. I do have a great file now, and I think we are set for a few years out.
Okay.
So
what happens next? You guys, when do you go out? When do you get it? When does it get set up?
Yeah, so we're actually going to, today, my staff will be out there in Hamden starting to tie the tree up with the rope, getting it ready for the crane.
Nice.
And I just got a coordinate with the crane company, and hopefully we could get it to the green right after Thanksgiving.
And that's Smedley Crane?
Yes, Smedley Crane.
Nice.
Good folks.
Boy, that's great.
Yeah, it's cool.
I love that this is happening right now, right away.
Yeah, they're tying it today. Yeah. This is really something else. What a community effort here. A great story when we need one.
It's a great story, guys. You know, we all want 2020 to end on a high note, and you helped us do that. So thank you so much.
You know, Bill, I've been protecting you and the citizens of New Haven from Ashley trying to sing at this tree lighting event.
Wait a minute. Wait. Virtual.
She's been hounding me like, I'm going to sing.
I'm singing, right?
That knocks the last tree down.
I think you should. We'll get you a little Santa's hat and some bells, and I'll join you. How about that?
Right in the middle of 95. Yes.
Did you just make a big mistake?
Right in the middle of 95. right smack
in the... New Haven goes from one disaster to another.
Seriously, yes.
You've done so many things right here, Bill. Don't do this.
Yes.
Don't do this.
Yeah, don't make it ashy 2020.
Me.
No. You.
Well, get it? We want to thank everyone, whether you heard it on this show or not, who submitted a tree. Bill, thanks for letting us be part of it. And thanks to all of your people, the people who are going to tie it, and the crane and the truck and the setup crew. And it's a great story.
It is great. Yes. Thank you, guys. And, you know, big shout out to my staff for all the hard work also. And you know, I'll send you some pictures for the progress.
Yes, keep us posted.
Yes.
We'll talk to you on Monday and see where we're at. Thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Thank you.
You too.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.